Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the slot. Late program. But hey, better late than never, right? And that's just because I care. Let's go. Nobody hanging, you know. I try to be the type of person that if I say I'm gonna do something, I'm at least try to do it. You know what I mean? Because I care about what I tell you. I care about what you think about my words. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, the word is your bond, right? That's if you care. So, you know. Hey, this is Live Radio. This is Mr. Robinson online with you. What's happening? For any listeners out there, welcome to the show. I missed my 2 o'clock set today. You know, what can I say, man? Life gets in the way sometimes, you know what I mean? But, thank God I ain't on the clock doing this, man. I'd be fired. Y'all ain't gonna fire me. Real talk. It's the slot. I'm going to get into the topic. Right here on the slot, Mr. Robinson, shine a light on things. Just want to talk about caring too much, man, you know. We're going to cut the music. We're going to talk about caring too much. You know. It's a lot of things we care about out here, you know. Care about our relationships. Of course, we care about our family, you know. We care about our friendships, you know, our careers. You know, we care about our faith, you know, and what we believe, what we practice, in our ritual and in the religious beliefs and spirituality, so to say. So, care about. There's a lot of things to care about in this life. But sometimes, I mean, you can care about other people too much to the point where you losing focus on yourself. You know what I mean? That's when caring become a problem. Because people come to you with their issues. I got this saying, I say, a person will make their problem your issues, or other way around, will make their issues your problems. You know what I mean? So you got to be careful of that, because there's a lot of that going on. People love to get people involved in they drama, so to speak, or whatever was going on with their situations, and then turn around and they don't even care. So how you caring, how they got you all of your feelings about their business when it's obviously they, you know, it's to the point where it's at where it is right now, because they don't care. They didn't care. But they want to get you involved. They want to, you know, have you all going through hoops with them and whatever. But, you know, caring too much can lead to a lot of things, man. Bad health, bad decisions, you know, keeping bad company and getting in and out of bad relationships, caring too much. You care about, a lot of people care about money, care about looking good to their peers, care about, you know, all these different validations. They look for in other people to validate themselves. You know, a lot of people try to find that online a lot, you know, on social media, you know, because you can be who you want to be on social media. To, you know, catfish. So, you know, but caring too much about the wrong things can be dangerous at times and unsafe if you really think about it. Then again, you got some people that don't care, but they got all the people caring about them. You ever seen that before? You know, it seems like the people that's not even trying to be productive or not doing anything to be productive, they get all the sympathy. They get everybody worried about them. And they don't even care. I see a lot. Sometimes, I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody need love. And everybody needs somebody to look after them. Everybody needs somebody to care about them. We all want that. But you just got some of these folks out here that just don't care, even when they getting all the help and the support they need. You know? And sometimes it make the people that's not getting support and help like, damn, what am I doing wrong? You'll see times when the person that did the wrong get a slap on the wrist all the time. You know, how does the person that's always doing the wrong get the sympathy? You know what I mean? It's like rewarding the oppressor, you know, every victim, it's like you're awarding the person that's hurting them. How do you do that? How does that happen? And why do many of us put up with that and deal with it? It happens to, you know, in everybody's life, I guess, you know. We're all universal. We all see the same things and go through the same things. You know, at one point in time in our life, it's on different levels, I guess. But I always just wondered about that, especially in relationships and friendships and family. Seem like the people that's doing the most unproductive stuff gets all the sympathy and help, you know. But yeah. That's where I'm at with it. Caring too much. And then, you know, you can care too much about people that you lose focus on everything that you're doing with yourself. And next thing you know, you done tapped yourself out helping people, getting people out of situation. You being basically their go-to guy, you know, that fallback person, the emergency dude or woman, you know. Everybody need that go-to guy. There's a problem, go to this person. You know, people like that come and go in this lifetime. And they got sort of an angelic appeal about them. The go-to people. The problem solvers. You know. And we miss them. Especially when they're not around no more. You know, it's like a pillar. It just got pulled out from under the foundation. That foundation will always have a rock in it because that real important piece is not there no more. That's just metaphysically thinking, you know. But you can care about a lot of things that are way more important than just materials or bad relationships. People gotta, you know, care about what people think about them so much nowadays. I see it so much on social media. It's scary because you got people that transform themselves just because they want people to like them. Try to be something that they're not, just to be likable. You know, it's sad in a way, but you know, the way society got this thing shaped out here, and it's all a see like, be like society or keep up with the Jones type of atmosphere. You know, sometimes I guess, you know, people just want to be a part of something that people like, and that's weird. You know, we shouldn't have to wake up every day feeling like somebody got to like us or somebody got to give us attention. And the things I see people do out here to get attention, it's just wow. It's like it's that serious, you know. And then again, caring too much can hurt your health. You can make yourself sick worrying about somebody that don't even care about their own well-being. You know, I see a lot of this stuff on these intervention shows. You know, I see whole families care so much about one person that is hurting them, their self, that it makes the whole family sick. Sad that it is, but that's, you know, it's hundreds of cases and, you know, thousands of situations like that, you know. But somebody need to care, right? At the end of the day, somebody need to care. If don't nobody care, it's all for nothing. This life, this thing we call living, it's just Mr. Robinson. I'm trying to shine some light on things, you know. I see in the news, you know, about all the politics with the presidency and this administration and everything, and the things that's going on with the supposed to be Russian leaks or whatever the situation is going on. I know this. We, the people of this country, the taxpayers, the movers, the people that's out here that's in the workforce. I'm not talking about the people that push the policies and the legislation, you know. I'm talking about the shapers and the molders, the carpenters, the architects, the bus drivers, the police officers, the firemen, the nurses, the people, the public people that's dealing with things and do these jobs every day with their heart and soul behind it and believe in what they're doing. I know this. We the people. We're at a crossroads. We're at a cusp of something that is going to make or break us for a long time to come. If we don't take a stand and care about what's going on with our government and the policies and the legislation and all of this media hype and the back and forth, these people are in control of our lives. or our way of life. I'm not going to say in control of our lives, because we are in control of our own destiny. But they're in control of the way we live as a society on an economic standpoint, okay? And what is being done is the greatest reality show ever, right in front of our eyes. As we look back at this thing with the election and the presidential race between, you know, when it got down to the two primaries of Hillary and Trump, this thing played out like the most predictable reality show ever. Because a lot of people paid attention, but didn't enough to care. Now I'm at the part of the show when people don't care enough. Okay? We care too much about nonsense and bullshit, but we don't care enough about our well-being and the way our governments control our monies and control our lives and control everything about us in this country. That's where I'm at. When do we care? When do we stop caring about nonsense and bullshit and start caring about what's necessary? But then again, we all don't have the same cares. Ah, there it is. So many individuals and so many characteristics. Most of this whole thing is just about going to shit. So we sit back and we go along and get along until it gets too serious. Then you see everybody protesting, hitting the streets with signs and yelling at the police and this, that, and the third. So then it's time to care when it got too serious. Wow. Let's care at the beginning when we see it coming. Okay? How about teaching people to care about themselves? To care about education system and the way our children is growing up and the things that they're learning and exposed to via media, internet, whatever. You can't stop the future from coming, but you can control it. And that's what we need to look at as a society. And that's just Mr. Robinson. I'm just shining some light on things in my perspective, so bear with me. This is a late show. Wasn't ready for this, but I just felt I had to get online and say my piece because I care too much. I do. I care too much about a lot of things that a lot of people that don't care about. And that's okay. If you care about things that other people don't care about, that's okay. The number one thing out of all these, this is caring and not caring. Care about yourself first. And then everything around you will be taken care of. I'm not saying be selfish. I'm just saying love oneself and take care of yourselves. And that's Mr. Robinson, y'all. Shine a light on things. This is Slot Radio. I missed my ticket today at 2 o'clock. But you know, hey, this is ran by me so I can reset. Long as I ain't leave you hanging, right? So I'm here. I will be back Thursday, 2 o'clock. If everything go right, I'll be online, 2 o'clock, copy. Thursday, got a new set coming up. Just bear with me. Look for it. And pretty soon be looking for me to take some of these episodes and throw them on a YouTube channel and, you know, get some stuff out there that way, a little promotion going on. And I might create an Instagram for this, you know, this Mr. Robinson thing. So bear with me. I'm slow grinding, but y'all going to grind it out with me. You know, any listeners out there, just grind it out with me and stay on deck. Just bear with the slot with your boy, Mr. Robinson, and we're going to just keep on shining light on things, you know, on a metaphysical level. All right? So, yeah, there it is. Y'all hit me up. And we're going to take it home. One of my tracks, I just love this track. Because it was created by a loved one, put it like that. And things are different, you know, with a lot of me and my family. But with the universe, and I believe in things coming together as long as you put effort into it. And it'll manifest itself if you just believe and keep faith in it. The universe going to set it up too. We're gonna get it back together the way it's supposed to be, you know. I don't like when family only come together when we lose family. That's not right. That's not caring enough, you know. Get with your family. Go see them. Call them up. You know, if you're on social media and they're on your friends list and you don't say nothing to each other, what's the purpose of being family? That don't make sense, you know. You know, some people got more friends on social media that they interact with than they do their own kinfolk. And that's funny, right? I see it all day. Victim of it, you know, done it myself. But, you know, we got to stop that. We got to stop, you know, just thinking a text here or a holiday on Facebook or Instagram is enough when it comes to family. And you know, it's bad enough we all separated for miles. And, you know, it was a time when people used to talk and hear each other's voice on the phone, not just texting and, you know, leaving a comment on somebody's picture on some social media site and all that type of stuff. You know, talk to your family. Talk to your peoples. Hear their voice, you know, listen to them, hear each other, you know, looking at somebody's picture on social media and commenting all this stuff here, that's one thing, you know, but hearing somebody's voice and reaching out to them is another. So show somebody you care, you know, ain't nothing wrong with it. That's just Mr. Robinson, man. I had to just leave y'all on that note. Had to get, you know, philosophical right quick, you know what I mean? So any listeners out there, hit me up. And that number is 657-383-0614. And I'm finna take this thing on home. You know, but don't forget, I'll be back Thursday, 2 o'clock topic, right here on Slot Radio, shining light on things, you know what I mean? This your boy, Mr. Robinson, signing off. And don't forget, don't care too much, but care enough to let somebody know you care. And don't forget to care about yourself. I'm out. o'clock topic. Thursday. At 2 p.m., Mr. Robinson. Slot Radio. This is the slot. Slot Radio.